The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. I always feel like this should be my St. Francis Day sermon. God loves you, God loves the animals, that's really great. Amen. But then I start digging around and I can't help myself. And I always admonish the associates when they preach, no more than 3 to 5 minutes. And God, it's horrible to break your own rules. It's so embarrassing. So here we are, it's St. Francis Day, and we have our furry friends and our scaled friends and some winged friends. I haven't seen any creepy crawlies this year. I'm a little disappointed, but you know, it's all right. And if you have spent, I don't know, 2 years at St. Cross, you know the story of St. Francis. You know that he grew up in a very wealthy family. His father was a merchant. He ran with the it crowd. He had everything he wanted. And one day he just gave it all up. And I mean gave it all up. Clothes off his back, walked away, end of story. Done with that. Francis ended up living the rest of his life in poverty, dependent on others to help him survive. Dependent on others. Pretty vulnerable way to live, because you see, we don't ever want to be dependent on others. We want to all be self-sufficient, myself included. I'm at the front of that line. And yet, what the witness Francis gives us is to be otherwise. And the great joy of Francis is that Francis enters into vulnerability not because he had no choice, not because he was forced into it, not because he was living paycheck to paycheck and lost his job, not because he was mentally ill and could not get sufficient services. Francis chose knowingly and willingly to make himself about as vulnerable as he could be, because that's how he understood his call to be faithful in following God. And what Francis found is that when he made himself vulnerable, he was better able to reach out and identify and help the vulnerable around him, whether it was animals or the poor or those needing healing or those who just needed to hear the hopeful, loving word of God. And the witness that Francis reminds us of is that vulnerability is reciprocal. If you actually help the vulnerable with all of your heart and with all of your soul, what you find is that actually you have become vulnerable and it's you who has been changed. You know, once you begin to engage vulnerability, whether through choice or by chance, you then have this heightened awareness of those who are most vulnerable around you. And the witness of Francis reminds us that as Francis let go of worldly things, he became open to the goodness and the wonder of creation. He began to see each and every person for exactly who they were, not what they had. And he could see each animal for the beautiful, glorious creation that God had created that animal to be. But you see, I go back to it. Vulnerability, it's a risk. We don't want to do it. We'd rather put up barriers to it. And the biggest risk about vulnerability is we have zero control over how it turns out. Now, how many of you like to be out of control? Yeah. So you can see where we have this challenge with vulnerability, because really, who wants to let go of control of how things will happen? Vulnerability is a risk. And here's Francis, stripped off his clothes, naked, walks out the door. He had no idea what would come next. He had no idea how he was going to live in poverty. He could not have. He likely didn't know that he was going to end up engaging, or at least being known for engaging, each and every animal he met. He didn't know that he was going to have to fend off others who wanted to follow his example and then finally give up and make a community of Franciscans. And yet, Francis still chose to live into that vulnerability and to find those around him who most needed his presence. And if you think about it, Jesus did the same. Not only does Jesus help the least of these again and again and again, times like 100, Jesus continues to help the least of these in the Gospels. And we hear it again in his words today, where Jesus says, the glory of God, the love of God, the mercy of God isn't always revealed to the wise and intelligent. No, it is revealed to the infants, the most vulnerable among us, those who cannot survive on their own. And if God reveals all that to infants first, it reminds us that we are all created equal in God's eyes. We are all wired for vulnerability and risk. And no matter what, no matter where we are, no matter what happens, we are deserving of love and respect and dignity. And when we care for the most vulnerable, we become more vulnerable. And God walks with us on that journey. God gets it is not easy. God says, come to me, you, those of you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens. And he says, take my yoke upon me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Because when we engage in that authentic vulnerability, we live into the love of God. We live into that into which we were born, and our faith calls us to grow in. And throughout that, God watches over us as we learn and grow in our faith. So here we are. How many minutes am I? So where do the animals fit into all of this, right? They're all out there. I can tell they're listening really well. Kudos. Very quiet crowd this year. But I think animals remind us of our own vulnerability. And you see, we like to think that we're the caretakers, right? We're the ones, and you know what I'm talking about. Especially, have you ever seen the Sarah McLachlan ads on television? You know, really, it's all up to us to save every animal. And I'm not against that, but we really see the animals as the ones who need our help. And we're going to take them home, and we're going to feed them, and we're going to wash them, and we're going to take them for walks, and we're going to be sure they get the right food. And when they get old, we're going to, you know, make sure that everything is as best as it can be for them. And what we realize is that they aren't the ones who are so vulnerable. It's us. And part of the joy of pets in our life is that it reminds us that even with the least of these, that sometimes the least of these is us, not them. And we're the ones who need them. I like that all the dog people are here. I don't know what happened to the cat people this year. It's kind of scary. They got scared off. I don't know, but But dogs or cats or fish or snakes or spiders or lizards. What did I hear? Do I have rats here this year? Hamsters. But they remind us to remain vulnerable in the kingdom of God. Amen.